No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is Dontavian Wicks, and you listen to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of the universe, this is Roster Watch. My name is Alex Dunlap, joined by the Trash Man for this week 3 edition of the Waiver Wire show. Remember, you can find the Waiver Wire cheat sheet over at rosterwatch.com if you're a pro member. And hopefully, if you're a premium member, you were able to cash in and get those pockets filled up on the player prop cheat sheet this last week. Nice work on that, Trash Man. I believe we hit it 72% this week. So hopefully we will keep it up for next week. You can find all that, the DFS cheat sheets, the matchup tools about to go up, Trashman's flex rankings, just everything. So go check it out. Get a pro membership at Roster Watch. It includes the waiver wire cheat sheet that Trashman puts together and that I help to kind of curate here and do some quality control. And that's what the show is about. So let's just go over it. Trashman, you and I are having an argument beforehand about who the top running back pickup should be this week. And the way I see it, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 reasonable ones who I think you can look on the cheat sheet to see about what budget we would recommend for these guys. But I think that you can get for under, 15% of your budget, 10 to 15% of your budget. Is this a week where you're definitely looking to go out and, go out and spend that level of free agent budget, or to give up one of the high, picks in a rotating waiver order to go get one of these guys if you're not in a desperation spot?
There's nobody who I'm breaking the bank for, I'll be honest, at least at the running back position. I mean, they're guys I like. I mean, really the top three we have here, Tootin, Algier, and White, I think offer the most upside.
So he's talking about Bashiel Tootin for the Jaguars, Tyler Algier for the Falcons, and Rashad White for the Bucks.
Yeah, I think all three of those are already seeing, close to double-digit touches, if not already. They'll double-digit touches already in Algier's case, this past week. So they're all player, and I mean, and two of those three players are involved heavily in the passing game too. So offers maybe some more production in PPR formats. But I think those three are kind of your best bets if you have to put somebody in a lineup this week in a pinch of getting production.
I just think it's like, are we talking about what to get done this? I think it's like, let's say you lost, Aaron Jones or something like this, right? And there's somebody that you need to play this week. None of these guys are guys that we're going to have ranked this upcoming week
as anything more than a maybe a low-end running back three or flex type of player, right? And so I just wonder, it's like when there are other guys you could consider who if you need to fill a roster spot, you need to fill a roster spot. It is what it is. And I think all those guys, even though we're looking at three guys who are basically all 25 to 30% snap share players in week two, correct, Trash Man? I believe Bashiel Tutin was 25%. I think, yeah, it was 30 or 31 for Algier. Now, 17 touches on 31% snaps, that's clearly not bad, right? But like you mentioned, wasn't utilized much in the passing game. Rashad White, he did get the touchdown at the end of the Monday night game last night to ice that game for the Buccaneers. And I was thinking, well, the game's on the line and they got to give the football to one guy to win this thing on this one play right now. And they give it to Rashad White, but that doesn't take into consideration that Bucky had done so much of the work getting them down into that position and he was getting a breather. I don't know. All those guys feel super, super thin as far as flex plays to me. But I do think that Bashiel Tutin's the one that could come along and have standalone value. He was the one that was drafted by the new regime, right? They obviously felt good enough about him to trade away Tank Bigsby. That offense to me looks good. They look like they could use him. Bashiel Tutin looks like he's got a lot of juice. Now, he does have a Travis Etienne problem for right now, but if we're just talking about guys, if we're not talking about players that we're super comfortable with playing right now, obviously, if you want to hold on to Tyler Algier, if something happens to Bijan, things go nuts, right? I mean, I understand that. Obviously, things go really, really well for Rashad White if you lose Bucky Irving. I just think that there's a little bit more opportunity for a Bashiel Tutin.
Well, just and looking
maybe
at this
just like shiny new toy, the thing for me.
This week coming up, Tyler Algier and the Falcons, they face the Panthers. And I feel like if there's a matchup where I think the game script could entail Algier getting a lot of work, especially, second half, if Atlanta pulls away against Carolina, which I think, for all intents and purposes, they should. I feel like it's going to be another game script similar to the one in week two for Algier.
Dude, and the Atlanta defense has looked kind of good lately.
Yeah,
too.
They have.
If they can kind of keep that up, and it's not like Bryce Young, he's been having a lot of trouble with pressure too. So
I mean, what's new?
Yeah, so I think if they get into some kind of winning game script, maybe it could be an Algier week. I'll be interested to run the matchup tool here as soon as we get off and sort of see where that matchup ranks on the week. But it's probably, I'd imagine, it'll be top 5 to 8-ish. So all right, well, if you need somebody this week, maybe that does make sense. If it was me and I'm just trying to stash the ultimate upside on my roster right now with the guy that I'm not going to play, I think I'm taking Bashiel Tutin, but I'm not. I'm not spinning through the roof for him. Hopefully in a lot of your leagues, you might have drafted him with your, with your last pick.
I think what is good about Algier is that because he is a kind of a player who's been around, who doesn't have that, that new hotness kind of juice to him. Like, he's a guy that you're probably gonna be able to get pretty cheap. And I think he'll probably pay off for you this week. Very well could.
Well, but that, I think he's like 50. He's right on the threshold when I was checking. I think he's 55% owned, right? So
no, Tutin is. Algier is 30%.
Okay, so maybe there are some 12-team leagues out there where he's available. He's not available in any 12-team leagues that I play in. But maybe he's available in yours, and I think it could be a good pickup. So technically, we have Tutin, Algier, Rashad White in the same tier. I mean, do you think Algier should be ahead of Tutin?
I mean, I think for this week, yes.
All right. And then the other guys who I would consider in that tier, sort of a sub-tier beneath them, would be Blake Corum, who we're getting to see. Like, they're starting to play Corum, and they're not playing Jarquez Hunter at all. Maybe he just needed another year off of that 2023 knee injury. So last year was 2024. Was that 2023 when he injured his knee, or 2022?
I don't remember. I think it was 2023. I mean, thing is, I don't want to get over my skis on Corum. Just, you know, he only had five touches. It was a touchdown that kind of put him over, put him on the map. But
yeah, but he looks like he has juice, and they're starting to actually you know, play him a little bit, right? I mean, they're not playing Hunter at all. Kyren hasn't looked great. Do you think Kyren's looked good? I think Corum, if he's available, is a good add in your league right now.
He's a good stash.
You know, only five touches. He got the touchdown. I mean, he got like 45 yards on five touches. And he also played 30%. He was a 30% snap share guy, just like the rest of these dudes.
Yeah.
So I think Corum belongs in there. I think Woody Marks belongs in there. I was watching the Texans game yesterday, and I was just like, dude, after Dameon Pierce was made a healthy scratch, I was like, all right, well, they're going to get a look at Marks. And, you know, Dario Ogunbowale did sort of mix in, but it's just – it's night and day, the difference in the amount of burst that Woody Marks has compared to Nick Chubb, which I guess shouldn't be any kind of big surprise. Didn't see him to, you know, only saw one target last night, but did play another one of these guys, 27% of snaps, 51 total yards. Now I do believe that there were, like, you know, was it 27, 29 yards came on that one big catch, but still, I mean, he continues to show flashes like that. We're talking about a guy that was a pass catching just maven, like an absolute monster in college. And that offense, you know, we know about the issues with the offensive line. If they need to use these running backs in the pass game as an extension of the run, you can see Woody Marks come to prevalence. So he should be rostered. He's not somebody who you should really pay up for. Any of these guys down lower on the sheet that you wanted to hit up before we move to wide receivers?
I mean, Jerome Ford got action in that last one.
Dude, you can't. Jerome Ford is.
I know. We don't want to. I know it's not a sexy pick. Also, Kyle Manon guy is interesting. And that offense, they're just really. I mean, there's nobody really other than Swift Manon guy for that Bears offense right now.
Until
Roshan gets back, but he's not back yet.
Who knows? All right, with the wide receivers, again, you can go look at the exact order here. I've become interested in, now that he's available in enough leagues, I've been interested in going and go ahead and if you're not going to need to play him, going ahead and picking up Brandon Ayuk. I think he's going to be back in like a month.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, you've already kind of taken the first two games on the chin with that. So I don't think he's the top pick up this week. Everybody's going to tell you it's Wandale Robinson after he has the complete outlier of his life with Russell Wilson absolutely cooking for the Giants and his average depth of target nearly doubling in this game from his career averages. I think in PPR he needs to be picked up, of course.
Yeah, I mean, but you can't ignore a line like that.
What was the exact lines for people who don't know? It was the targets were 10 targets, 8 catches for 142 and a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, that's before that week one, 8 targets, 6 catches for 55. So he's getting the targets. He needs to be added, especially in PPR format.
I just wonder if this is a, you know, my buddy Siege, who I have the circuit contest with, I do the circuit contest with, and who's been on the show before, he's convinced that once the Giants get Andrew Thomas back, that Russell Wilson's not going to do all this dinking and dunking to Wandale Robinson. But then I was like, well, it wasn't exactly dinking and dunking to Wandale Robinson this last week.
No.
I said, like, his average depth of target, I was looking at, but I think it was like 18 yards as opposed to, like, it's normally at like 9. You know, he's a total PPR scam usually, but this was not that kind of game. This was, he, you know, gets out there,
when he came into the league, he was kind of what, you know, we didn't know it at the time, but like a poor man's, I mean.
How old is Wandale at this point?
I don't know.
Wandale Robinson. I'll just look it up on Wiki. I'm sure they'll have his birthday.
I mean, but he was like a poor man's Neighbors before we knew who Neighbors was.
Dude, Wandale Robinson's only 24.
Yeah.
Doesn't he seem like he's like, Yes. I mean, yeah, a pickup one deal. The other thing though about it is like, we're already starting to see this stuff where they're kind of starting to slip Jackson Dart in there.
I mean, and that's fine too. I mean, the thing is, and that actually might be good, better. I mean,
I don't think
if it's an ascending offense, you're going to want a number two.
I'm not sure it's an ascending offense.
I mean, they looked like this past week.
Well, that's because they were playing your Cowboys.
But the Cowboys were good in week one. Everybody was talking about how good the Cowboys defense was playing in week one against the Eagles. So I just think he's a number two in an opportunistic, if not ascending opportunistic offense, a team that could be playing for behind in some of these shootouts. And I feel like he's an easy, cheap pickup, especially in PPR, and that's going to pay off in PPR formats.
Of course, we're also going to be talk about Troy Franklin, who I don't know if he's going to be able to keep up what he did for the Broncos yesterday, like where he just goes full Cortland Sutton plus mode. Like Sutton got ethered on this deal. Now, one of the things was I forget the name of the corner that would just it was so tilting because it was like we got this matchup with the Colts having all of their, you know, all their DBs hurt and stuff like that. And the bad thing was you got DBs in there who were so bad that all they would do was just pass interference with Cortland Sutton. And so all these targets ended up being nothing. It was these underneath drag routes and all this stuff that was designed up for Troy Franklin of all people in this game. And coming into the league, we talked about Troy Franklin, who was of course Bo Nix's teammate at Oregon, saying that, you know, he was going to need a little bit of time to develop. He's a developmental player, but he was good, right? Really, really good in college. You just wonder, it's like, you know, he's been now a year in a Sean Payton offense and getting good development, and he's a good player and he needs to be picked up, right? Like that's all there is to it. I don't think you need to really, you know, I don't think you need to blow up the whole fab budget for him, but still, like nine targets,
six in the previous week. And if you look at his schedule, I mean, it's pretty green.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think there's going to be lots of opportunities for Franklin to produce.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We also got to pick up the Green Bay Packers guys, Romeo Doubs and Dontavian Wicks, with Jaden Reed now on the shelf, not only with the foot that he was dealing with before, but now he broke his collarbone on Thursday night. Or I forgot. Did he break the collarbone? Whatever it is. He's out. And so I think Doubs and Wicks are interesting. I prefer Romeo Doubs because it feels like – feels like they kind of see him as the guy who would step into the bigger role, but I'm curious to hear what you think.
Well, I mean, I've never been that hater of Romeo that you have been. I mean, just based off of that, you know, that senior, his, you know, dubious Senior Bowl performance. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. And what's more is that Jordan Love loves him as a target, especially in the red zone. He's, you know, just one of these old reliables, not a sexy pick. I think he's definitely somebody that you're going to want to add if you have the opportunity.
Have you been playing guys like
Christian Watson will come back at some point?
Yeah, yeah.
And so everything's going to change when that happens, but for the time being,
recently paid Christian Watson.
Yeah, that was interesting.
They didn't really give him that much.
Still the fact that they even paid him.
I get it, but it feels like if you looked, I saw somebody put up, I wish I knew their name, but they on X, they put up like a picture of like player A and player B. And it turned out it was Christian Watson and Jameson Williams during all the games that they've played in their careers or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like doppelgangers, and one guy got paid like 5X, the other dude. But it is what it is.
One of these guys is healthy and just not getting the opportunities.
Yeah, and I think that was on like it was kind of on a per game thing, not a just an overall cumulative thing, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, no, we love Christian Watson when he's healthy. Yeah.
And like I was saying, like if you have a guy like who's been underperforming, like a Calvin Ridley or something like that, like you might want to pick these guys up to just have that other option. But one of the reasons Calvin Ridley maybe been a little bit underperforming, I think in week one, it had to do with that, you know, the Denver defense and Patrick Surtain and all the rest of it. A little bit harder time figuring out what happened this last week versus the Rams, but Alec Iemanner comes in and continues to, we talked last week, we're like, dude, he's, if you look at the fantasy points data suite, he was actually leading the team after last week. I haven't looked after this week, but leading the team after week one and first read percentage from Cam Ward. Comes in this week, scores a nice touchdown on that throw that Cam had across his body on.
That was a beautiful throw.
Yeah, but actually, you know, out there looking good, like getting enough body gets you like 13 fantasy points in PPR. He looks like at least the clear number two for Tennessee, a team that's good. Like, I don't know about you. I'm not very impressed with that team. I think they'll probably be trailing pretty often.
I mean, you look too at their schedule. I mean, like playing Denver and the Rams, their first two games, that's tough sledding. You know, they got a much easier slate of games before their week 10 bye coming up. So it could be a good thing.
Any other wide receivers or just wanted to go?
Now that we're talking about it, maybe it makes sense to put Christian Watson at the bottom of that list, somebody who you can pick up.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Just put him in the tier. I mean, do you want Christian Watson more than like one of these kind of relatively hot pickups from the last week, like Torrey Horton or something like that?
Do I want him more than that? I would put him probably around the DeMario Douglas, Kendrick Bourne area in there.
Okay. Oh, dude, I want him more than Jaden Higgins.
Yeah.
Okay. So Christian Watson, Green Bay. That's a good call. I think another good call for a guy to pick up maybe as we move to tight end here. Would be Isaiah Likely.
Mark Andrews is –
he's just – he looks dusted, dude. Cody loved him this last week. I was like, maybe he's on to something. It's like my wife has him and
– he's on the field.
I was worried. I'm like – I was telling her, man, I don't think you should reach and cheat on the cheat sheet here to take Mark Andrews. She really wanted to, though, and, you know, I'm not going to go brag about it now. I don't want to end up sleeping on the couch. But I think that Isaiah Likely would be an interesting one to pick up right now. But I think that the price of poker has gone up with the kind of two top tight end options from last week in Juwan Johnson and Harold Fannin. Both those guys showing up relatively well, right?
Johnson looks like you're
going to start him every week.
Yeah, I mean, it's a weekly starter, I think.
And it's not all like it's he did score a touchdown, but it was a perfectly normal touchdown. Like it was, you know, it was a good catch. It was a nice touchdown in the middle of the game. It wasn't like a garbage time thing. And they target him. I don't think it was 10 targets or was it 11 targets?
Nine targets this past week.
Yeah. So it wasn't quite double digit, but he's
11 targets the week before. So he's averaging 10 targets.
A 10 target tight end who's sitting on the waiver wire. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So go get him. And I think Harold Fannin, you can go get him as well. They're just running so much 12 personnel. I don't know the exact numbers, but if you just watch the game, they play with Njoku and Fannin in there a ton. And they line up Fannin in the slot. They do all kinds of different stuff. So go get Fannin and check the sheet for the rest of these guys. I think the waiver ad that I'm most interested in, especially in leagues where you might have drafted Justin Fields and he has a concussion now and you're worried about him, or if you drafted Burrow or Jaden Daniels is looking iffy this week. It's just, I mean, if he's still there, it's probably you just got to go get Daniel Jones, don't you?
I mean, as much as I hate to say it,
he's been a top, like he's been a top, I think top six quarterback each of the last 2 weeks. I think he was quarterback five last, or no, quarterback five in week one.
Yeah,
I think he was quarterback six last in week two.
I mean, 316 yards on two touchdowns. I mean, things he's getting rushing.
He
rushing touchdowns, which is
he always has. They're like they're doing the tush push with him.
Yeah, I know.
So
they're doing tush push with everybody. It's killing running backs. I mean, he's got a brutal slate of games ahead. But who? I mean,
what is who's Jones. He?
Has? I mean, he's got Tennessee, Rams.
That's not terrible.
Who not terrible, else? But I mean, compared to others, I mean, and then he's got Vegas, which is fine. I mean,
fine.
He's got Arizona.
Fine.
Chargers.
I don't mind that slate of games.
I mean, it's not a sea of blue, but
I do believe that he's been at home for these last two, right? I kind of want to see what he looks like once he gets out of the dome.
Yeah, those are both home games. Yeah. I mean, but you know, he's getting the he's averaging 9.5 yards per attempt. Tyler Warren, you know, he's got that connection. He can do that. I mean, he can do that.
What a stud. What a stud Tyler Warren is. All right. We said last week, pick up Seattle for last week and this week. Think it turned out well. I mean, you did get lucky with the touchdown from them, but now you get the Saints, which is good. We mentioned it earlier. I like the Falcons this week. You talked about how I think the Patriots had a really good game last week. I think they had one this week that I was interested in as well. The Patriots at home. I was looking at it. The Patriots were one I had written down,
and that's why I put them there. They are
premium downloads. Let me just go.
They're playing Pittsburgh this week.
Yeah, so I like that. And I think is it, and that's at home.
Yeah.
God, dude, early bets on this, only 9% of the bets are on Pittsburgh, 42% of the money. The Sharps love Pittsburgh here, -1.5 to start. Wonder what that's all about. I thought that the Patriots looked great last week.
Well, and then maybe they're going off of Pittsburgh's week one, and I mean, I guess they could always be in it.
All right, Trash Man, we got to get to the game. Can you drop them? So these are players that – we're asking if you're able to drop them to pick up some of these other guys that are on the waiver wire cheat sheet at the very top. All right.
Yeah.
Braylon Allen.
Yeah.
I only have 7 this week. Jerome Ford.
Yeah.
Jaden Blue.
I mean, I do like Blue's upside, but I mean, if you're in a pinch, you could drop him.
Would you drop him for Bashaul Tuten, Tyler Allgeier?
Or Rashad White?
Or if you're good, would you hold on to him?
If I was good, I would probably hold on to them. Although Javonte Williams looks good in that.
He looks really good.
Yeah. So maybe.
It isn't just the stat line that looks good.
He's running with pop. I mean, he was hitting people.
Like I started out this year, and we were taking all the in the week one, we took the under of the 10.5 rushing yards for his longest rush. I'm like, dude, it's against a really good defensive front. And last year, he only got 11 yards more in his longest rush like 4 times, and then he did just beat us last week with 11. That he got up to. But then if you would have bet that same thing this week, you would have gotten smoked. He had some runs of 22, 25 yards. Like he was looking spry, man.
No, maybe it was that elevation that was getting to him.
I just think it's another year off the injury.
Maybe that too. So maybe that being the case, yeah, maybe I could take a Tuten or
because the whole thesis with Jaden Blue was the running backs for Dallas are going to be so bad that he's going to be forced into action, even though he can be a total malcontent.
Right.
If he's acting like a malcontent, and they're saying that he's, you know, if he's kind of doing Jaden Blue,
he's not going to supplant Williams when he comes back, at least not immediately. So
if Williams keeps running like this, he's going to stay buried, and he'll be a healthy scratch every week until he starts acting right.
Yeah.
Okay, Marvin Mims.
Yeah, he's just not getting enough volume.
Justin Fields.
For Daniel Jones.
You would drop Fields for Jones?
I don't want to, but I feel like if you're in a pinch, if you need somebody this week and you're 0-2.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's no way that Daniel Jones is going to be ranked outside of our top 8 to 10 quarterbacks this week.
Yeah.
Right? And Fields might not play. He probably won't. He's in concussion protocol. All right, this is where it gets hard. This is where the rubber meets the road, Trash Man. Somebody asked it. And if you have questions, you can ask us at rosterwatch.com. Just ask in the waiver wire cheat sheet post. Can you drop Caleb Johnson?
That's not that hard for me. Absolutely.
You can?
Yeah. Man, he's screwing up in special teams. He can't block.
He's not just screwing up. He gave up a touchdown.
Yeah. I mean, like, this guy's in the doghouse, and I don't think he's any closer to getting much playing time. I mean, Jaylen Warren, he's running okay.
Somebody asked it. They're on tilt after yesterday, Trash Man. They get out of here with Cam's. I think a lot to do with Cam Scataboo getting a bunch of run. Can you drop Tyrone Tracy?
No.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.